Open our eyes, dear God, to see those we can help when the hills of life become steep and dark. Amen.
L'chaim. That was great.
Hey, everybody. We're here with Liam McEnany.
Hey-o. Jesus. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Zoo. I'm Liam McEnany. Woo! Oh, my God. It's Weather Girl with the traffic chopper. We chem the Khalili, everybody.
I was so wrong for giving you caffeinated tea. We also have Spooky here. He's been working on the house with us all day long. And yet, Liam says it still looks as shitty as it looked last time he was here. Thank you so much, Liam. Right. I hope you enjoyed that poison food.
Thank you, Liam.
Yeah, after all his work.
That's an exact quote, by the way. That is not at all taken out of context.
Right. See, they already know me. It's you that they need to get to know today.
Liam. Hugs.
Liam McEnany has been working on the Greg Giraldo show.
It's actually called Friday Night with Greg Giraldo on Comedy Central. It's actually not on right now, but it's a It's a like a Friday night interstitial, like Greg hosts other comedian stand-up specials. You've never watched it, but you should. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Actually, we've spoken about it in the past when we interviewed Greg Giraldo. We've watched it, and we definitely think that there should be more of Greg Giraldo himself.
That's the problem with the show. The problem with the show is that you've seen all these comics before, or you don't like the comics. So, you know, if there's set times to tune in every so often to check 2-3 minutes.
Well, you know, the thing is, Keith, sometimes America needs to rediscover an artist like Jeff Dunham and Peanut, for instance. if you haven't seen The Magic of Jeff Dunham, he's a ventriloquist with a, like, he's like, this is my friend Peanut. He's a woozle.
You do not play that on the Greg Giraldo thing.
They did. They played, like, his special. He did, like, a Comedy Central Presents.
Are they running out of things? Because please submit Keith's CD, because that sounds like it really sucks hardcore.
Yeah, because I'm really in charge of what goes on the air at Comedy Central. That's why I'm on all the time.
Has Greg Giraldo ruined one of your jokes?
Greg Giraldo is a very funny guy, and it's a great pleasure to work for him. And he likes to change jokes. He likes to change the wording of jokes. And
that was very PC of you.
I have to say, he's been doing comedy about 10 years longer than I have. So who am I to argue with Greg Giraldo?
Do you sit there at home and go, watch him fuck this up? Watch him fuck this up. That's my joke.
First of all, I don't have cable because I'm an artist. So, and second of all, I sit there at the taping, I'm like, wow, I'm being paid to write for television. This is awesome. Like, honestly, I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. This is my art, Friday Night with Greg Giraldo. But, like, honestly, I'm just so happy anyone pays me to do anything professionally.
I've said this before. I did a thing with Jeff Ross on Comedy Central where I sang for his He's Got a Little Penis song. And I didn't have cable at the time either. So, and neither did any of my friends in the building. So we knocked on somebody, made friends with a neighbor, and were like, please let us just watch this for the next half an hour, because sometime in this half an hour, I will be singing. And I watched it at some stranger's house.
And you had to have sex with him. That's a sad story.
It wasn't so sad. One of the best lovemaking experiences of my life.
I'm right here.
No, one of. Oh. You are like the best.
Okay, so.
You are definitely in the top 20, Keith.
Okay, perfect. We are live. Phone number 646-502-8682. And I want to talk about the fucking hard work we did today.
We busted ass.
Yeah, we did. I feel like such an asshole because 7 hours into it, I'm like, I think my back hurts, and then I laid down on the floor up here in the studio, and right, as I'm laying down, you can hear this click 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 click, my back going right back into its spot. Hopefully
We got a lot of work done, and I caught a mouse.
Oh yeah, I did a live one.
We're trying to pretend like that was fake for Liam's sake. Oh. And mentioning it.
It was delicious.
How are the noodles? Yeah.
So we were eating earlier. Liam wasn't here yet, and we're eating, and I see a mouse run through the kitchen, and it ran. It sprinted like halfway through the kitchen, and then like through its body where it started rolling underneath the fridge.
My cat
from
does
a
that.
Table to the fridge, like it saw me, and it's in such a hurry. He's like, "Holy fuck, dive!" So I see where it goes, and I'm like, you know, and they love going against, you know, the wall or some kind of baseboard. And so that's where, you know, I put the trap. I didn't have enough traps to you know, put them everywhere, and I didn't think
of that
spot.
Do you know that before I go to sleep sometimes, if I happen to catch the mouse, it's so crazy because sometimes I see the mouse, I just turn around, and I see it, and it's as if it just knows that I just turned around and saw it, and it peeks its head back in. Like, it peeks its head out, I turn around and see it, and it goes right back in, and I'm like, you motherfucker. And so, you know, that's when I get really creeped out. Before I go to sleep, I have to stop myself from thinking of, you know, the mouse is going to come on me in the middle of my sleep and, you know, sit on my head and things like that. I'm trying to calm myself from freaking out. So in my head,
you're worried about a mouse coming on you in the middle of your sleep, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Imagine what the babies would be like.
No wonder Keith is the best lovemaking you've ever had.
So, but now I'm sitting there and I'm starting to get freaked out, but I don't want to, you know, wake up in the middle of the night from mouse dreams. And it's a little too much for Keith to handle. It's enough that I wake him up when I get nauseous in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. Well, you know where the bathroom is. No, seriously, but I need to throw up and I don't want to. It's a whole big mess. So now I'm trying to calm myself down. I envision me taking a whole shitload of glue traps, lining up the kitchen floor with them from like the out from the inside all the way out, so that none of us can step in and just and waking up in the morning and not going in there, because I would make you go in there because I don't want to see mice on the glue trap, because you enjoy that so thoroughly. Even Spooky, who I think is a son of a bitch, refused to kill the mouse.
I am a son of a bitch.
He's got devil horns coming out here and again.
Just like, not on my head.
He's a Jew?
I
can say that my mom's Jewish.
It's one of those things that it's those dumb things I do if I had a lot of money, where I would tile the whole bottom downstairs floor with mice traps for a day. Jump, mice, you fucking asshole. So I stick the trap there, and not long after, like an hour, there's the mouse.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how you stayed so calm. My back was to the kitchen, and you saw it. And I've seen
because I knew you'd freak out. You know what? Not only, you know, of course she's going to have nightmares, because she did find a little piece of mice shit.
Don't say
this.
That.
Don't say this.
No, rice don't kernels. Say. No.
Somewhere it shouldn't be. That's even grosser. On the bed. It was on our bed. And that just, you know, freaked her out.
I totally freaked out.
So I'm not going to go, look, I found a mouse. I can keep that quiet. Strategically place the trap, catch it. And I catch it not half dead, obviously not dead, fully up and about, except just the tips of the paws are stuck. And that's the best way to find these motherfuckers.
It hadn't gotten desperate yet, yeah.
That is the best way to find these fuckers. And you're like, you can't go anywhere. So I did
can
what I promised.
Can I ask you, was it, can you see the mouse? Like, does it have enough strength to not only try to jump off, but pick the whole thing up and
maybe
you know what I mean?
Right. Now, you know what? So maybe a lot of its will was gone. But it was trying, and that's my point. It was trying. And
you don't feel anything bad, not 0% bad, you.
I did it today. I took the pasta that he likes.
Oh, my God.
And I took the bread that he likes.
Oh, my God. I heard all of it,
it's
too.
It's true, yeah.
And I held it in front of him. And I'm like, you like this bread, don't you? This is the bread you like, mouse. Oh, do you like this bread? You want to nibble it in the fucking middle so my girlfriend makes me throw out the whole fucking loaf and I got bologna and cheese for nothing? No, just nibble in the middle, asshole. Oh, you can't. Because you're a mouse and you're trapped.
You sound like one of those guys from those Vietnam prisoner of war camps. It's what? Like, hey, Joe. Hey, American. What, you like bread? You like eating?
Oh, you'd like to stand now, wouldn't you, American man?
Well, you stand for 22 hour. You like bread? You are buried up to your neck in bread. Ha ha ha.
So
everyone's suggesting that you get a cat, but they don't see you as a cat person. That's what Spooky was suggesting. I'm not about to take care of a disgusting animal so that it can take care of some other disgusting animals in my house.
I was going to say, cat turds are actually a little bit bigger than mice turds.
Do they make cat traps?
After you're done
you
with
just
them?
Need bigger glue boards, that's all.
Yeah, somebody's saying, like, why not make a big glue board instead of a little one? But I don't think a big one would be the same thing. You got to have little ones, and then you can pick it up.
That would be horrible, like a 5-foot glue board. this like full of live mice just struggling? That's terrible.
Now you're just making it sound good.
Who would want that?
You'd come down one morning and Keith would be all curled up, stuck on it, trying to flop around.
It seemed like a good idea.
One of Keith's legs stuck in the glue board.
You know what? I'm such a retard with these mouse traps, like a bad sitcom. It's probably in the new Pink Panther movie somewhere where I'm trying to lay down the trap, but it's on one of my hands. Then I take the other hand to take it off, and I'm stuck on the hand. I'm stuck on the hand. My elbow's stuck. I gotta take that off. The only thing I didn't do is put a foot on it. You know, my whole foot and hand is stuck.
I hate those jokes. Yeah. Those are the worst.
Right, but it almost happened. So then I'm showing the mouse the food that it can't get to. And I buried the mice alive in lead paint chips.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. That was not a joke.
You are the best liar in the world. You are so disgusting.
Best liar?
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, I didn't see you have enough time to kill it, and you put it in the garbage.
Right.
And I'm like, did you kill it? Yeah, it might be still a little alive. Ha ha ha, just kidding type of thing. I'm like, okay, he must have killed it. You're the worst.
Worst or best?
Yeah, that's the best.
I picture it being under there, buried alive, going, oh my God, people, do not fuck with this house. Do not fuck with this house.
Sending out mouse signals.
The bread's not worth it.
It's like Creep Show for mice. See, I just wish like you could do that Warner Brothers thing where you order like an Acme robot cat. All right, I'm the only one.
No, I get it.
I'm the only one. Like, I was like, should I say that aloud? Nah. Yeah, it'd be funny.
Would Greg Giraldo have turned that around?
That might not have made it to air.
This is kind of what the mice thing burying alive. There's a new extreme sport in Holland called Fun Burials. For $100, thrill seekers are buried 5 feet under in a coffin with an oxygen supply and a panic button just in case.
Oh, that sounds fun.
How much money do you get? Is it money?
How much money?
You got to pay.
What?
How much you want to pay for that?
For you to bury me alive.
I'll bury you outside for $20.
With
what?
Is there a panic button?
Can I take my vibrator with me?
Oh my God. Anything for privacy. Yeah?
That's the panic button. I just love that like people can make money at anything.
That's
like,
true.
Right. Just like someone's like, all right, I'll bury you alive if you pay me $100, and they're probably like making money hand over fist. Like there's nothing people won't pay for in this world.
But then you gotta explain it to mom. You know what do you do for what are you doing? I clean up the jizz from a porn shop. I don't want to talk,
honey. I've noticed you have 3 shovels in your living room, and they're all dirty, and there's a lot of body bags. So is there anything you're not telling me?
Shut up. Leave me alone. I'm an adult.
And leave the basement door unlocked, for God's sake. You know I forget my keys.
So we started doing, we're scraping and stuff. And we work ahead of time before Spooky gets here.
Because
so
I panicked because Spooky was like, okay, you got to do these 4 things and this one panel before I come next. And all of a sudden, on I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday morning, he's like, I'm coming on Friday. Fuck! He gave us just these things to do. He's never going to come again. We got to wake up so early. As soon as I woke up, yes, I did check MySpace. And then I went straight downstairs and I started scraping. And he comes in. He's like, oh, you did really great. Okay. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I just like being the HNIC.
Oh, head nigger in charge.
can we just talk about the fact that keithandthegirl.com has their fans doing housework for them? Like heavy remodeling and shit like that?
Until we figure out sponsorships. This is how it has to go. So then we, our neck and, you know, from scrape, we're on the ceiling. From scraping the ceiling, our neck is hurting. Her back is killing her. Mm. And we feel like, well, we started 3 hours early. Can we stop 3 hours early? But you keep going. You keep going. That's not how breaks work. I was in Elmo, 2 days ago? How long ago?
Maybe almost a week ago.
Oh, okay. Really? Really? That shit sticks with you. All right. So last year I was Elmo. They were giving us every hour we had a 10-minute break. And one girl, there was Barney, Elmo, and Dora. Dora was a big head costume also. So instead of taking her first break, she waited till it was time for her second break and then took a 20-minute break.
Nice.
That's not how breaks work.
No, it's not.
The break is supposed to be because you're in a fucking costume and you need the break. You're just,
and by the way, that's a long time before a break. You right. actually technically right. are only supposed to be in there for like 20 minutes, half an hour tops right, before right. you get a break. But whatever.
You know, we did get longer breaks than 10 minutes each. But she, I say it's 15. Then she saved. Then for her third and fourth break is a total of 4 hours. She didn't take the breaks and goes, I'm not taking my break. I'm going to leave half hour early. I guess awesome. Technically that's fair. You shouldn't have taken any break. You could have left 40 minutes an hour early. No, I never took breaks.
That's what I swear. I sat out from the scraping for a few minutes and I'm like, well, I swear to God, I started 3 hours before you came here. And I'm explaining this to Spooky like he's my boss and I'm about to get fired. like really genuinely scared. I think I was more scared of Spooky thinking like what a piece of shit I am than getting fired at any job that I had.
we tried to feed him okay,
and it was good. I came right over.
It was hot
plate
you're
of spaghetti
easy.
With meatballs right in front of me, ready to go. Salad, the salad dressing that I requested that I like. It's good. It's all ready to go.
And can I just say? And I hate this is so obnoxious that we do because I wanted to point out that you didn't pee the whole time you were scraping.
It's but amazing.
I felt,
I'm like a camel.
But I felt weird, like I'm about to point out everything that he does. Like how annoying is that? But I do want to point out, and I wanted to point out earlier that you ate the meatballs first. And then the
good.
Pasta, and I was like, oh my God, this poor guy and his fucking red meat.
Oh, yeah, because his wife's a vegetarian. His girlfriend's a vegetarian.
Yeah, some fucking vegetarian. She eats chicken, fish, anything but meat. She's just allergic to cow or something. So
only
no
the
offense.
Cute animals are really right, right. alive.
What was I going to say? Oh, what were you going to say?
That I'm just pointing out weird, spooky things. I'll think of more.
Oh, I got one.
What?
Never in his life had garlic knots before today.
Oh, my God. This is the best part of him being over. This is the best part of him being over. I'm like, hey, you ever had this? No. Okay, that's what we're having. It's awesome. Now I'm thinking about different things to send him to or to bring.
I'm a cheap date. You're going to start at the bottom and work your way to the top.
Yeah, garlic knots, five for a dollar. That's what you're having for dinner.
Give him Zeppelis and blow his mind.
Something else I've never even heard of.
The Zeppelis are good. That's the...
fried dough with sugar on it.
Yeah, it's the same shit,
really
but sugar instead of garlic.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to introduce him to Burritoville, to what's that Japanese dressing?
Burritoville. Jesus. A little restaurant we call Taco Bell. I don't know if you've heard of it. White Castle.
We're saving that until he starts on the upstairs.
Dude, if you bring him to Arby's, you're going to blow his mind. Burritoville. We're going to introduce him to Pizza Hut and Domino's, maybe Quiznos.
No, come
they,
on.
They
I don't
toast
know,
them?
I don't know if you're ready for teriyaki boy, Spooky. You really, really, that's like super advanced cuisine.
Shut up, Liam. Burritoville is the best, and he's from Texas.
Of all just of the laughter, chain restaurants.
Well, he really liked the Mexican / Chinese food place that we have by here. Wasn't that really good?
Yeah, that tells me I'm a cheap date, definitely.
Yeah, that was like...
the Mexican / Chinese place.
We took him to a fancy restaurant called TGI Fridays, and you know, we want to show him a good time. We took him to Chili's and Outback Steakhouse.
Listen, Outback Steakhouse is very, very expensive. It is.
Not compared to, like, a good steakhouse.
Shut up, Liam.
If you ever go to Peter Luger's, your brain will melt, Spooky.
Shh, don't give them
any ideas.
We're not taking them to any place that they put plates on your table and you don't know what to use them for.
There's not peanut shells on the floor. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, we took him to the only time we actually left the house. We're like, hey, Spooky, you want to go out? Let's go to Nice Guy Eddie's for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Nice Guy Eddie's on Houston Street?
Yeah, that's
and we,
right.
And we watched wrestling. But it was widescreen.
Me and Hemda went to Peter Luger's once, and you get there. It's the fancy steakhouse in New York, and you get there, and they put a plate, a little bowl, upside down on your table.
Right.
And they
also give you bread at the same right. time.
All
right?
The all the waiters are like what, like 50-year-old guys, right. easily.
They're what do you call those waiters?
Seasoned.
They're career waiters because they're making really a good amount of money at these kinds of places.
They are disgusted with every customer. I take the bowl and I turn it upside down. Like, what are we going to put in that? He looks at me and goes, like, this is my waiter. It's a fancy night for me, okay? I can't afford Peter Luger's. This is a night out. I don't know what we're celebrating.
It's like $50 steaks there.
Right.
Yeah, and don't make... He doesn't know if this is our first date. Now you're rolling his eyes. You're rolling your eyes at him trying to possibly impress me. Although I think it was me trying to impress you at that moment.
Well, Peter Luger's is like literally, they can tell you the name of the cow that your steak came from.
Right.
I think I'm sold.
They might tell you with a little eye rolling. If you don't understand what they're saying, you might not ask again so you don't feel like an asshole. Looks at me, goes, takes the ball, turns it back upside down, and walks away.
That's awesome.
I'm like, I guess I don't touch that. That bowl ended up being to tilt the steak plate on so that it's facing you.
Yeah,
I didn't
so
know
that the juice runs down or something.
I get another.
We were afraid to ask, but for some reason it was tilted. Shut up. Nobody asked questions.
I get another bowl. It comes with our side spinach and whatever else we got. I put the bowl in between us. He takes the bowl again and puts it on the side. That's for sauce. Obviously, you wouldn't want to share your sauce. This plate is for sharing your sides. Totally disgusted with us the whole time.
The great thing about Peter Luger is like it's located in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, like at this nexus of like an old Hasidic neighborhood,
right?
An old like Puerto Rican slum, and then like the new hipster neighborhood,
right? It's well, it like wasn't hipster until just like a minute ago. So at the time that actually we went to the Long Island one.
Oh, okay.
So this is a chain place also?
Nah, I think there's only two here, but I've been to the Brooklyn one also. I gotta say, for like the best steaks, it's not the best steaks.
I agree.
They have good steaks, and we're not complaining about them, but I don't know, that other place
Homestead.
That we went to, yeah, Homestead, that was the shit. Right. That was the shit.
That's got a good rep. I've never been to Homestead.
Well, you never had a birthday like Keith Malley.
Kobe beef. They feed the cows beer.
Yeah, see, you and Spooky have a lot of similarities. I bet if his girlfriend went, I'm going to take you out to dinner, and named anything that like they kill a cow at, you'd be drooling, right?
I'm drooling right now.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the school lunches that we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
How much were school lunches in
your
school?
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
$3. I thought that was cheap.
$3 a day. She was given $3 a day. Are you from New York?
Yes.
How much were school
lunches? Yeah, you grew up in Queens, right?
I grew up in Queens. I went to Francis Lewis High School.
I went right by you. I went to Cardoza.
Oh, you went to Cardoza?
Yeah,
you guys were pussies.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Want a rumble?
Right.
Want a rumble?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Want a hug?
Okay.
Did you guys fight, honestly, at
schools? Let's have a hug fight.
Francis Lewis was a more badass school. But we had enough gangs for me to feel comfortable.
We didn't have any gangs. Like, we were just like... I mean, it wasn't even a badass school. It was just literally there was no – when I went, there was no school spirit. Like, no one gave a shit about the elections or
we
the
didn't
games
have a football team.
Neither did we.
Yeah, we're like – then us two, we're the
and
saddest
school.
And there's
still a feud? What?
What are you guys fighting about? Our lunches are $4.
We were fighting about, like, who's more apathetic. Like, well, we don't give a shit about this luncheon program. Oh, we don't give a shit about our classes.
We don't give a shit. How about you? You got us.
Look, somebody on the floor, on the what am I looking
chat
at?
Here?
On the chat room said $3 for school lunch. Rich girl, huh?
Wow.
Wait, how much were your lunches?
Honestly, like I don't remember. Like that's not something that was ever important to me. Like most of the time, I brought my lunch from
another rich kid. Right. Yeah, this is money. What there was what?
Well, the reason why
I
remember
care?
That the reason why I remember that is the first day when I came home, my mom's like, "Okay, how much are school lunches?" And I told her that it was $3, not knowing that she would give me exactly $3 every day to go to school with. And I was like embarrassed. I thought that was a really small amount of money.
No,
you know,
I remember
you buy your lunch and then you're out of
like
money.
It's like Fantasy
and then
Island over there.
Right. Yeah. I remember a girl,
it's
Tanya.
It's not, though, because it's actually $3 for lunch. So whatever your lunch was, it still just only bought you
lunch.
Did
you guys get steak?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Do you have like a la carte that you can buy something for a dollar and save $2?
I don't remember. And I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did you ever eat the lunches?
No, I did in the beginning, like my first year of high school. The thing is, my mother so was in charge of everything I ate for all my life, and I went to private school until eighth grade. So when I got into high school at ninth grade, I was like, fucking A, I get to buy whatever I want at the store. I got $3 in my pocket. So I started buying, you know, stuff that my mother would not allow us to eat, like candy bars and things like that. So in the first 6 months of my high school career, I gained 10 pounds and then realized why my mother was so adamant about watching, you know, the food that we
eat. And is she confused? She's like, what the is she checking all the ingredients?
She used to make everything from scratch, like everything from scratch. She would bake us, you know, special bread every Friday and like just crazy. So my dad obviously saw that I gained weight. My parents were really, really sick about, you know, watching our weight and stuff. And I would reach for more food at dinner table and they'd be like, do you need that? And I'm like,
wow.
I swear to God. I swear.
Young lady, you better be puking that up right after dinner.
It was an issue because I guess they were right. I can gain weight easily if nobody watches me. So my dad must have seen that I gained weight and he was like, okay, sat me down and bet me that I couldn't lose 10 pounds in a month's time, and he bet me $100, which Jesus. Was so much fucking money that
she is Jewish.
$100, that's like
that's a lot.
Four or five school lunches.
And that's what I used it for. No, I'm just kidding. But I lost. I totally lost that weight in a month so quickly. Like there was such a food issue, and I almost want to say they were right. There was such a food issue that during the time that I was trying to lose the 10 pounds, at one point my parents had company, and that's when, like, you know, the more rich food would come out. Like maybe we'd have a cake or something, which we would never have around the house. Right. So I went downstairs like at 12 o'clock and I cut off like a little sliver of, it's like Entenmann's whatever cake, a sliver of it. I felt so guilty. I went to my little brother's room and I was like, okay, if they notice that there's a piece of cake missing, you ate it, okay? You ate it. And he's like, okay, but I think that you're panicking a little too much. You ate it! You ate it! Anyway, I lost the 10 pounds.
My parents would hide the cake. My mom would hide the cake in the
You weren't allowed, right?
Oven.
I wasn't allowed soda or anything.
You weren't allowed to... You were allowed a dessert a day at most.
Right. I was... In my packed lunch, I would have, like, you know, a small thing of chips. And that right. was, like... And that was snacks, and you knew you couldn't touch that. That right. was school snacks. That's it.
She'd hide it in the oven, and then if we realized that as we got older. I don't know why we didn't figure out it's always in the oven. But it took... You know, we started realizing it. Then she started hiding it in the dishwasher.
But you're the ones who have to do the dishes.
Right, right. Well, maybe she hid it, like, just in time. I don't know. Put it back to the oven. What was I going to say? I remember you were only allowed, you know, one dessert a day. And I remember it being my birthday one year. You know, I'm a kid, obviously. And I go, you know what, for my birthday? And I knew I wouldn't be allowed cake and ice cream. I'd be allowed one. But, like, being some kind of dick, like, being nice... I'm like, you know, I for my birthday, I don't think I want ice cream and cake. I don't want ice cream and cake.
What?
Right? Because I'm not going to get it anyway. So I'm acting like it's my choice.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And then she goes...
You're trying to get kudos for something that is not
That's
really...
going to happen okay. anyway. Right. So then she goes, well, what do you want? What? I was allowed? Damn it. That was stupid. Why did I even say that? Never mind. I guess that's fine.
Oh, my God. Patrice said, as a kid, my dad paid me $100 to lose 10 pounds. Is that true?
Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently
and
it
see,
works.
See, Spooky, Patrice is black. It's not just a Jew thing, although it's a predominantly Jew thing.
Now,
I had a friend who was actually overweight when she was younger, and her dad put, like, every time she opened the fridge, it would go moo.
Oh,
yikes.
That's
yeah.
great. That's great.
She's
I'm
not the
psyche.
Only one. She's not the only one. There's a radio personality in New York, Wendy Williams. She's whatever. Right. She's indicated whatever.
Also hates his kids or her kids.
Also, she had the moo thing when she was growing up, too, because she was heavy, and her dad would, like...
Well, she's still heavy.
Well, she had a lot of liposuction. She looks fine.
Oh, does she?
She had a ton of liposuction, and she's also constantly dieting. She actually looks fine now.
Instead of it opening up the fridge...
Look at the way I'm saying it. She actually looks fine now.
Instead of opening
she's
up,
a human being.
Instead of the fridge going moo, it should be like... like the liposuction sound.
Oh!
Wow. was growing up, my family had lots of food issues. Like, I mean, I was a heavy kid, but that was like partly because I was on a lot of heavy antidepressants.
Really?
So, yeah.
At what age? Because when we were growing up, that wasn't so big to medicate kids like that.
Exactly. But I was like suicidally depressed in the fifth grade.
In the fifth grade.
Oh yeah. So I was on like these heavy, heavy antidepressants.
Is it because you're
It makes
heavy?
So much sense, by no. the way, that you're a comic now.
No, I mean, it was just like I would take these like really heavy antidepressants and it made me just want to do nothing but like sit in front of the TV and eat junk food. Right. So I just like gained a lot of weight.
That sounds like it was making you depressed.
Like a cycle.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you talk. We'll figure it out. Sounds like a cycle to me. And then you were probably...
Yeah, I haven't thought about any of this over and over again as an adult. All the ways I could have not ruined my life.
Okay, somebody on the chat is saying, I hate myself. So we might be taking this in a bad direction.
No, but it was like my parents would like put me on the Weight Watchers program. And like it didn't occur to me to like a year ago that like I didn't have a problem. It was just, like
really?
A Weight Watchers problem. It was just I was... taking heavy antidepressants.
Like, how did your family know that you were depressed?
Because I would say things like, I feel like killing myself.
And my, really?
And my family would be like, maybe you should, we should take you to see someone.
Wow.
You might have a problem. So it was like, I spent 10 years on like heavy antidepressants, like start off on
That's really weird because when I was depressed, I would only tell my diary.
Really?
And I never heard of somebody going, "Hi everyone, I'm depressed and I'm going to kill myself."
That's exactly what I did. I just it was a family get together, and like, there was like, "All right, so what's been going on with everyone this year?"
But you grew up part Buddhist, right?
So I was raised Buddhist. Yeah,
you were raised totally Buddhist.
I was raised totally Buddhist.
So did
only
you,
the good parts?
Did you say it in front of that forum that Buddhists have, like everyone's sharing their issues, and you stood up and said, "Hey, by the way, I need to kill myself."
No, it's just something I would tell my
parents.
I'm
so belittling his problem.
You're not belittling. You're trying to understand.
How are you feeling now?
Now I want to kill myself, but.
Okay. Are you still on antidepressants?
No. I took myself off. Last antidepressant I was taking was Prozac. And the thing is, like, it's one of those things that, like, at first it... I think at first it helps you because, like, it does, like, it completely evens you out so you don't feel anything, which is, like, good if you need to work with on your issues or whatever. Like, but eventually, like, you can't really live your life that way. Like, you can't
because
live your life...
Because you're so even keel.
Because you're so even keel and, like, it's like there's, like, fuzzy gray cotton just... packed into your head. It's or at least for me it was. And so it's just like you can't really feel, and I knew I wanted to be like creative, I wanted to be a comedian, and like I wasn't really able to be a creative person the way I wanted to be, you know, not feeling anything, not really able to like think coherently the way I wanted to. I was on for 10 years probably. I mean,
holy
I took
shit.
Myself off like when I was 20, 21.
Holy shit.
You met me, I was still on Prozac. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I mean, when I was like really heavy, you remember that.
That you were really heavy? Are we testing me again?
Chemda and I met at an open mic called Face Boys Open Mic.
Yeah, the same open mic that I met Keith
Surf,
at.
Right.
Yeah.
And like the first time I ever did stand-up, she was in the audience, and everyone in the audience was really high and drunk. And I followed a woman who for her act, pulled down her panties, scooped menstrual blood out of herself.
Oh, that was that night?
And
that was your first
penis
night?
With it. And
like, I remember that.
And like people were telling me, like, watch her. Last week she pulled an onion out of her twat.
What's she going to do now?
What's she going to do this week to top it?
We have the salad if you've been following for the last 2 months. I'm hoping for the dressing.
Somebody asked, when did the show turn into Love Lines?
I am single, ladies. You've heard about my issues.
All this could be yours.
That is weird.
You know, usually guys don't want to open up. There he is for you on a platter. Anyway.
I go through those things sometimes. Not lately. I can't even remember last, but those periods where you really don't feel anything, where you like your life is just so, where your life is like even, and you're like, you know, I even to have something bad happen to me, I just realized I haven't been feeling nothing. For a while. Do you know what I mean?
Is
I don't know
lately?
If that's called depression.
I'm getting
not
upset.
Lately at all. No, not lately at all.
Okay.
In fact, I don't even know if it was in our relationship, honestly. But I do remember. I go through those periods. I don't know if that's the same thing as Prozac. But it's like you're not. You just don't feel
See,
anything.
I think for you, personally, that's your version of depression.
Right.
That's what I think. And I And I got to say this, ever since our relationship, I used to go through like huge up and downs where I'm kind of like manic depressive, but not as deep into both sides, you know, but I would just, you know, have a bad day, just like I'm crying for no reason or whatever. Yeah. I think I had that only twice in the 3.5 years that we've been going out. And I used to go through it like all the time.
And I can't remember one example. I did think you were manic depressive in the beginning.
In the beginning, I was like going through some emotional shit. And yeah, so.
She was probably on her period also.
Yeah. So every.
Through all the beginning of our relationship.
Like for 3-5 days, a month, once a month. It's like, fucking manic depressive. You should look into that.
But you know what, Keith, you're very good. Like the maybe once or twice that I did it, you were like, oh my god, what's wrong? And I'm like, seriously, nothing's wrong. I'm gonna have to cry for a little bit, so you might want to be in another room. And you were like, okay,
I can do that.
Yeah,
I fucking will.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm just gonna watch this really sad movie, cry my ass out. I'll see you tomorrow. He was like, okay,
I'll try not to pretend that's related to me. Okay.
Yeah, you have to explain that to guys. Like, this has nothing to do with you, but everything has to do with me. Didn't I just fuck up?
About eating the candy at school. We had my best friend in high school.
Oh, that's it. You didn't talk about how much your thing was in high school. How much was your food?
60 to 80 cents at
Holy
the most.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a lot, right? 80 cents. But we, you know, if you don't make so much money, which we didn't, you get free lunches. I think every Monday you have to stand in a line. And I was embarrassed to be in that line. And I think everybody was. And you got your tickets.
Even though you all are from people who don't have any money.
We're not
Who's
all.
Breathing that?
What's that? What?
That was Spooky's breath.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was getting turned on by food. And
Spooky's masturbating, for those of you at home.
Yeah, but carrying right along.
But, yeah. What do you mean you weren't all? You had to qualify for not paying for food.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. Please, Spooky.
I'm in line and I'm embarrassed by it. But
where'd
like,
you go to school, by the way?
Pennsylvania. BFE. Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Yikes.
BFE, same as me.
By the way, you compare.
I'm sorry, what's BFE?
Bumfuck Egypt.
Oh, right. Yeah. That is right.
In all fairness, our $3 lunch, let's compare it to something else that you can relate to. How much is beer in your town in a bar?
A handshake.
There you go. You know, you go over here and it's $4 for, you know, some glass of beer. It's probably like a dollar in your town. So you got to, everything's relative.
You know what? You also, in her school, did yours too, Liam, get breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can have free breakfast if you qualify.
Ridiculous.
What's breakfast, though? It wasn't like such an incredible,
Eat at home.
It was, I mean, the
massages.
The thing is, like, you have to understand, too, like, the food was just not nutritious. It was, like, a lot of fried
disgusting.
Food. It was, like,
I think I'd like to compare.
What?
Our lunches with y'all's lunches. I just...
No, it was like tater tots and...
like sloppy joes.
Yeah, and disgusting burgers. It was like the equivalent of McDonald's, really.
Right.
Why would you feed kids that?
Because they can sell it for $3.
Yeah. That's why McDonald's was cheaper.
That's a monopoly. Where are you going to go?
Well, we left the school.
I never got that either. Schools that you're allowed to leave
We
for
weren't
lunch.
Allowed
you're
to
not
leave.
Allowed to leave, but you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We weren't
look
allowed
at that.
To leave.
You do. This fucking New York City. It's not where you raise kids. You do, though. You just got... What are they going to do? I don't know. They'll stop you. Yeah, right. Love to see it.
See, I love when Keith talks about kids. Like, when we were 15, 16, we knew how to go down the fucking street and come back to our next class. When you talk about you being 15 and 16, you understand for yourself that you're kind of an adult in your mind. But when you talk about these crazy New Yorkers who do all the shit, you're like, but you're only 15. How are you going to find your way back to the school?
Somebody's at the fucking... You got to go through the main doors, you know, and they'll lock the other doors. You have to pass the office.
The guard. We have to pass the guards. We had several entrances and exits to our school.
What are you doing? Paying off the guards?
The guards can walk away, or we just, you know, girls can get away with it a little more.
Oh, I wonder how they're getting in guns and knives.
I mean, the guards...
They don't give a fuck. They really don't. They sometimes would... Oh, my God. There were some kids in my school that would get... to class late because they were friends with the guard, and the guard would be like, look, I just have to do something with this kid. Excuse him for being late.
What do you have to do with the kid? You don't start an investigation? investigation right there. The janitor's like, it's okay. I just had to do something with them. Well, what did you have to do? You wouldn't understand. Managerial things.
The best was if you worked for the guidance counselor during your lunch hour, or you knew someone who did, or even if you did something at the guidance counselor, you stole their book of late passes or whatever. And then you just had this gigantic book of late passes that you just pass amongst your friends and
in the adult world, that would be the equivalent of those prescription pieces of paper that doctors have.
Right.
But I mean, let's talk about school security guards for a second. I mean, they're not cops. They're making, like, whatever, $8 an hour, right? And so they're, like, hanging out all day with students.
Right.
A lot of them, you know, like, they're human beings, which means they're very social animals. So, like, a lot of them will hang out with the kids. And, you know, they'll be cool with some of the kids. And they'll be like, all right, I'm turning a blind eye to you walking in and out because I don't want to, like, have to work for, you know, eight hours a day.
Yeah, it wasn't any – we weren't doing anything horrendous.
Right.
A lot of it was just these Jappy kids. It was mostly, like, the – and by Jappy, I mean Jewish American princess.
Right.
Keith gets confused. There's just Jappy kids walking in and out of school because they might be able to afford, you know, more, like, outside food than the $3 lunches that
Or in my school, a lot of kids would go outside and smoke weed.
Right.
Play hacky sack in front of the school.
Yeah, we'd walk in the school, and in the morning, there was a whole bunch of kids just smoking, not weed, though. Some of them were smoking weed, but smoking cigarettes, so you got to walk through the smoke into the building.
That's okay. What are you going to do? What are they going to do, stop me from smoking? It's America.
They have bigger issues than that.
What? What do they have
smoking?
To do that's going to take their time?
Guns and knives? Okay. Drugs?
Stop the cigarettes. Now stop the guns.
The fact that people are tagging up the school with gang signs.
That's what they're doing. They're busy stopping the tagging. That's why they can't stop the cigarettes.
What? They're stopping the gangs in schools? What? What? Why are they wasting time? Their kids smoking. What, they're going to stop kids from bringing guns and drugs into school? Their kids smoking outside.
Smoking's a gateway.
Also, there was smoking in the bathrooms as well.
No. Clutch my pearls. Smoking in the bathroom.
Very funny.
Oh, God.
So my, see, you guys are doing all this badass shit, and I'm talking about my friend selling candy in the school. Whoa. Yeah, he would go out, go to the, whenever, on his free time, not skipping. Not playing hooky, would get a bag of Jolly Ranchers and sell in the school for like a quarter each, and just made a cleaning.
Yeah, I did something similar.
Yeah, they had crippled kids doing that in my school. There was like a crippled kid who would sell candy, and then I found out like later that he was also selling weed.
Oh.
If you knew how to ask him.
That's smart, and you know what? Candy and weed, not a bad, you know.
Do you want to buy some candy? Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Here's candy.
No, but after the weed.
Oh, great. I made 50 cents. Awesome.
Hey, that stuff adds up. I financed a lot of my seventh and eighth grade year, I think. Was that junior high?
I financed my seventh and eighth grade year.
I was an entrepreneurial kid. But there was a hole in the fence on the playground. And maybe this was fifth and sixth grade. Yeah, it was. We still had recess.
And you turned it into a buddy booth.
No.
It was a glory hole.
I would during recess, I would slip out and I would go to this little store.
You left the school? Oh.
What were the guards doing?
Were people smoking? What the fuck?
But, I would go off to this store called Roadie's and I'd buy, what did we have there? I got, Jawbreakers, Jolly Ranchers, those were there too, but we also had Fireballs.
Where'd you grow up again?
Candy cigarettes. Bumfuck Egypt. Texas. Central Texas.
Where's Texas?
That would be the big state in the middle.
I know where Texas is, but what town?
Oh,
smart guy.
I went.
Spooky. Am I getting my balls busted by a guy named Spooky?
You better be careful. He holds high ranking in our show.
Ooh, I'm a Klan member. Yeah, I was. I'm actually from Carpers Cove, Texas.
Okay,
which is middle of nowhere, ass end of it.
Never heard of it.
Exactly. But
I'm from New York, but go on.
Yeah, I'm from the greatest city on earth. Anyway, what about Carver's Cove?
Did you guys ever get those? My top selling item was, and maybe it is just Texas, I don't know, was either the cigarettes, which was popular probably everywhere.
Candy cigarettes.
I love these cigarettes because you can actually puff and you can smoke them and like puffy stuff would come out. So you really look like you were smoking.
Sugar.
By the way, those were made by cigarette companies.
I'm so sure.
Really?
I'm so sure.
I wouldn't have thought the Marlboro Man was going to be my idol if it wasn't for those. But I also...
I'm sorry. Those cigarettes are fucking wrong. And I've never seen them.
Yeah, they are.
Like, the regular candy ones are just fun. I used to eat pretzels that way. Like, it was a cigar.
Me too.
I thought it was funny.
But, while sucking on the other end.
Right, but to actually make...
Those are made by the dildo industry. Now you know, America.
Ding, 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 ding.
The more you know.
But yeah, I'm just saying, this, to add smoke in a fucking candy.
Oh, wonderful.
That's wrong.
Genius, pure genius. But my my number two seller, or maybe even my number one, it's a little fuzzy, but we had these.
This is incredible. No matter what Spooky does, it sounds like the most important thing in the world. Yes, your number two candy seller. Continue.
It was gum, but the case was a syringe.
Spooky Core has found out its number one seller is candy cigarettes. Now we need to increase profits in the Snickers division, people.
Whoa, what's is this a hard on?
I sold.
I don't even know what that means, but it's fucking hilarious.
Toothpicks. They're like hot cinnamon
flavored.
Those
are good.
Toothpicks.
I know those. Cinnamon.
Never heard of them, you fucking hicks.
Isn't that funny? Like I said. But you know where you're from when. Your candy is a toothpick.
Oh, man.
Our number one seller was fake teeth. Just stick them in. It looks like teeth. Tastes like candy.
We did have knives that were... not knives. Pens that were a syringe. You can find those
all
now.
Right.
Yeah, yes.
After I got caught doing that, though, I wasn't able to do it anymore. Actually, I think they sealed up the hole in the fence, too. I think somebody maybe ratted me out, but I moved on to...
Wait, how did the hole in the fence figure into your candy empire?
That's how I was sneaking out.
In
Texas, we have like 8-foot-tall fences with kamikaze wire at the top. That's our guard.
And nobody's manning the fence?
Nobody's manning the fence. It was crazy.
It's a free-for-all for children.
It was crazy. But yeah, after I was
Were
done
there Germans
those,
guarding you?
And little dogs and everything, yeah. But
that's where he got the name Spooky.
Recess. The tunnel is finished. We go under the wire tonight.
But I moved on to porn after that, to selling it. Well, not porn like is in magazines. My dad would throw away his dirty magazines, and I mean, like, he had some good ones too, you know, Hustler and
good man.
Yeah, wasn't Playboy. He wasn't reading it for the articles.
And so you would sell your dad's used jizzed up Hustler to your
not
friends.
Not just that, I'd turn it into a craft.
Spooky, by the way, if anybody doesn't know, is an artist, a comic book writer, and things are starting to work out for him. He's got fucking mad skills. What's your MySpace so somebody can see a little bit of your work?
Oh, MySpace.com/SpookyManifesto.
Okay.
Yeah, that first picture, he drew that. His main picture on the MySpace. That's awesome.
Okay, so
stop touching the MySpace.
My MySpace, by the way, is myspace.com/kidliam.
And what do you have drawings on there?
I have pictures. You know what? I actually do have a drawing from a comic book I was in that I wrote and my friend illustrated called True Porn 2.
Oh,
that'll tie in. We'll get to that.
Ties into porn.
So you're making crafts, is my point.
Oh, yeah. Back then, the little fingerboards were popular, and I was buying comic books at the time too. So I would take the cardboard backings that came with the comic books and the little bags that you got from the geek shop, and I'd cut them out in the shape of little skateboards, and I'd glue sandpaper to the back, you know, and I'd furl up the edges a little bit so you could work it with your fingers. And then on the bottom, I would find the juiciest pics, and I would cut them out, and I would paste them.
How old are you, by the way?
I don't know, maybe
I'd find the juiciest
11, 12.
That's got to be 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Juiciest pics? I thought no one talked like that outside of, like, message boards.
LOL. Yeah.
I am so ROTFMAO right now.
But yeah, I'd tape those
every
on there.
Every time I want to send the ROTF whatever, I'm like, roll floor left RF. Fuck! Damn it! I could have written out the whole thing by now.
Oh man! But I eventually got busted with those. But yeah, I had little porn on skateboards, and I was selling them for like $2-3 a piece. And
I tell you
just
what,
making a fortune.
And then he moved on to guns.
He should make those now, and we'd sell like Keith and the girl porn fucking skateboard shit. That would be the shit.
Yeah,
serious.
Absolutely.
Finger porn something.
We can start selling them at the computer labs at school.
Yeah.
Finger puppet porn.
Okay. You get a dollar.
Now
yes.
You can...
Nothing. I'm just sad that we're almost done with our bucket of beer.
Oh, sorry.
I'm on number two.
Are you guys...
Jesus Christ. Before we started, Spooky was like, where's that knife that was around
knife.
There? Poke the hole like the fucking hick that he is and chug-a-lug the whole thing in 5 seconds. Nicely done.
He's going live. He knows that.
That's true. At that moment, I was really scared. Like, okay, we're really going to run out of beer in like 2 minutes.
We also, and what's good though, is that nobody here is driving. And the reason I only care is that I don't have to stay up and wait for you guys to call and say, I'm okay. Hemda makes everybody do that if you drank. Made Adam do that. And then Adam forgot to call and
dead.
Say that he's okay. So, you know, she's freaking out. And she's like, well, I'm like, I get his message. Oh, no, leave him a message. Well, I don't want to, because what if, coincidentally, he did get into a car crash and died, and then the police sit here like, hey, asshole, what are you, fucking dead? Great, my girlfriend's going to be real happy. You're dead. Then I'm part of the investigation.
Well, it really drives me nuts. Like, he was drinking through the show, which is fine and great. We made a we always make a bucket of beer for people. But then right after, he's like, okay, I'm going to head home. And I know he's driving. How do you let someone do that with a clear conscience?
I'm fine. Go get him. Go get him.
Okay, thank
you. But I was just saying,
Liam
like,
feels my pain. Do you not, Liam?
Do you guys... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because it's not like he's killing himself. He might be killing somebody else on the way. Yes, Liam.
Wow, you guys are really concerned about your
yes.
friends.
My friend Doug Cascio, my airport buddy, right. he got...
Name drop.
Hold on. Listen to this, Liam. Tell the real quick the
No, I'm going to tell it really quick. He and his friends used to make up maps for the bums that lived in Bum Alley by this airport. They made up maps, and the maps told them where in the airport there was alcohol for them to find, and all of a sudden you would see a whole swarm of homeless guys looking for alcohol.
Wow, great airport security.
Pre-9/11.
What are you going to do? Stop them? How are you going to stop them?
Well, the guards have more important things to do.
Are people smoking
they
outside?
Smoking. It's okay.
There could be bombs on the plane. What, they got to look at everything?
But, yeah, our senior party, Doug had a little party at his apartment. His dad had passed away, and he got like a big... chunk of money and went
so that
got himself.
Was time for a party.
Yeah, so he got a well, he did have a party. He torn up about his dad, and dad was a great guy and all that stuff. Allegedly, I never met the guy, whatever. But yeah, he was hosting a party, and he was serving up drinks, lots of hard liquor, and one of the football stars from Gulf Breeze High School was over there drinking, and Doug served him the last drink, sent him on his way. He went on his way home, got in a car wreck, and he's like a quadriplegic now.
Wait a minute, was he in that movie? Because that's exactly the story in that movie.
Is he?
Murderball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are lots of stories. I mean, why tell the stories right now? But I know of stories that really just after a fun time, that's what happens. Right. That's not what you want. And that ends our PSA for today.
The only reason I brought it up is because, like, when you don't talk to somebody for a while, and I'll leave a message, like, you know, are you fucking dead? And then, like, what if something really did happen?
Yeah.
You know, then they play my call on the news. Hey, asshole.
Can I give the pro drinking and driving viewpoint now?
Yes.
Absolutely. Please.
Yes.
You liberal media types are always, always, always slamming drinking and driving. What about the other side of the story? You know, like how it gets you laid?
Oh, there's that.
Whilst driving?
Yes! Sorry, I've had 8 sips of beer. I'm fucking wasted now.
Can you guys hang out for a while? Do you want to take a break? We'll grab more beer and we'll do more show?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's take a
break.
Yeah.
That? More
this
beer
awesome.
Anyways.
All right, we'll talk to you guys in 5 minutes.
By the way, feel free to call in.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a good time.
Are you even looking at the phones?
I am, but 646-502-8682. What I like though is the when you're hearing radio shows. So I'm hearing all these free. What is that? 92 KROQ, free FM. All the big cities like band together and call themselves free as opposed to paying for satellite. They're terrible. Yeah. They are terrible. Besides David Lee Roth being terrible, I won't take Van Halen away from him ever. He's fucking terrible. JV and Elvis, these guys that come on right after him. And you don't have to say anything, Liam, so you can be on the show. But but they're so god-awful, and they have nothing to say. And they're like, okay, give us a call. Here's our phone number and call us in. Anything you want to talk about? Okay. You can talk about it. It doesn't even have to be this topic we're on. Anything you want. Anything you want to. And then somebody calls in, they take the call. And you know they were screened before. Yeah, I just want to say you fucking suck. Okay. Do you want to talk about that? What do you want to talk about? I was like, I think you suck. Click. Oh, well, you know, we've done radio before, and the other guy does voices. Do one of your voices. And he does, like, a Donald Duck voice or whatever. He goes, so that's his voice. Do you guys like that? Call in if you like that. Call in if you don't like that.
Well, we're talking Mets baseball, Keith, and the fans can call in 646-502-8262. We're talking about Keith Hernandez getting signed.
Like a lunatic, you make me sick. You're truly the only one who can do this to me. You just make me get so crazy. I get so insane. I just go schizophrenic. 1 minute I wanna slit your throat, the next I wanna sex. You make me crazy the way we act, like two maniacs in the sack. We fuck like two jackrabbits, and maybe that's a bad habit, cause the next day we're right back at it in the same exact pattern. What the fuck is the matter with us? We can't figure out if it's lust or it's love. Which that is attracting us to each other. They say that every man grows up to marry his own mother, which would explain why you're such a motherfucking bitch. But I stand still, stick it out with you, even though I just hit you today. But you deserve it, you hit me first and provoke me to choke you just cause I came home late last night, crawled in bed and I woke you. But if there's one thing about you that I admire, it's baby, because you stay with me, maybe cause you're as crazy as I am. Cause when I look at you, I can see an angel in your eyes, but if I look deeper inside, I see a freakish little side. Like a devil in disguise, you're always full of surprises, always pulling devices out your purse, little vibrators and dildos. You fuck yourself so much, you barely feel those anymore. You're only 24, but you're plenty more mature than those other little hoes who just act like little girls, like they're in middle school. Still, you're crazy, sexy, cool, chillin'. You play your position, you never step out of line. Even though I stay in your business, you've always kept out of mind. I wonder what's on your mind. Sometimes they say love is blind. Maybe that's why the first time I doubted your eye, you ain't see the sign. Oh, maybe you did, maybe you like being sharp. Maybe cause we're crazy in love. My pen is to my pad, the moral, the very fiber, the whole substance to my rap. You are my reason for being, the meaning of my existence. If it wasn't for you, I would never be able to spit. This is intense. As I do in the irony, is you rely on me as much as I rely on you to inspire me like you do. You provide me the light of fluid, the fuel in my fire. You're my entire supply, gas, the match and igniter. The only way that I'm able to stay so stable is you're the legs to my table. If you were to break, I'd fall on my face. But I'm always gonna make feel I don't need you as much as I really need you, so you don't use it to your advantage. But you're essential to me, you're the air I breathe, I believe. If you ever leave me, I probably have no reason to be. You are the Kim to my Marshall, you're the Slim to my Shady, the Dre to my Eminem, the Elena to my Haley. You are the word that I'm looking for when I'm trying to describe how I feel inside, and the right one just won't come to my mind. You're like the pillar that props me up, the beam that supports me, the bitch who never took half, the wife who never divorced me. You're like the roots of my evil, you let my devil come at me. You let me beat this shit out you before you beat this shit out me. And no matter how much, too much is never enough.
Everybody, we're back.
Okay, in round two, instead of having a bucket of beer, we have 40s in each hand.
646-502, call in. Do me a favor and repeat briefly the story about the mole sucking the dick.
Okay, a mole is a person who, he's a Jewish.
I'm sorry, I love this. Tell the story real quick. Okay, here's what happened.
Do I always do that?
Yeah, it's funny.
God damn it, don't point that out. Okay, he's a religious figure who comes in and circumcises your kid at 8 days if you are a Jew. But
a
this
moil.
A moil?
Isn't that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it
moil?
Is. You're right.
Moil?
Yeah.
All right, I'm the bad Jew. I'm sorry.
You know what? These Jews, though, on the message board, too, like Henda said, she thinks there's a heaven, but there isn't a hell.
Right.
In Jew world. What's the deal, Liam?
What's the deal
with heaven and hell and you crazy fuckers?
Yeah, and you know they were like, "What kind of Jewish person are you?" Of course, there's a word for heaven. Okay, I couldn't remember right. the word.
But you know what? Then somebody else said, "No, there's no heaven or hell." Then another Jew said, "Oh, there's hell, but it's not bad." And then another Jew said,
"No, there's no hell."
There's like
for
five
sure.
Jews in the same thread, not knowing what there is.
There's no hell. Have you spent Passover with my family?
What,
we're in hell every day.
Exactly.
So is there heaven or hell, Liam? What do you think? According to Jewish religion.
Well, you know, as a rabbi, I am uniquely qualified to comment on this. No, I was raised Buddhist, actually, where there's just a belief in reincarnation. Like, where your karma that you accrue in this life, like, affects how nice your next life's going to be. If you've seen a show called My Name is Earl, you really understand, understand the concept of karma.
How would you rate your last life?
apparently I wasn't Hitler. I was maybe like a flunky who mopped floors at a concentration camp. Didn't understand what was going on. Like a retarded janitor at a concentration camp.
It's not my fault, yeah. But it definitely wasn't right.
Boy, those Jews like to shower.
Oh!
Yay!
So what's the more?
So anyway, so this particular breed of extra Jews hire this guy to not only circumcise their child, but to suck the blood out by his like putting his mouth on the child's penis. And so they're finding out that one of these guys has herpes and is passing it on to kids.
Right.
Now here's the thing, though: the city said he couldn't do it anymore. And immediately the Jewish religious community sued to let him keep doing this. Basically to give herpes
to
kids.
Are you being
kids.
Serious?
I'm totally being serious.
The follow-up on this?
Oh, yeah. He just won. It was like this whole thing.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
So God wants kids to have herpes.
You know what it is? This is the same thing that Christians do. He could still be a priest after touching kids. We'll just move him to a different church.
You understand the big difference, and we covered it last time.
There's no difference.
Against the law.
So why aren't you putting him in jail? Why are you covering up for someone?
Because it's not
you
it's not a crime.
Christians. Oh.
You're the one fucking sucking off little kids, us
Me?
Fucking Christians.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, at least the Christians are letting the kids suck them off.
Yeah, this is a great debate.
Rotem on the forums rates the whole issue with the sucking
Rotem.
Rotem.
Oh, Rotem.
Okay. The whole issue with the sucking
Rotem.
All right. Sucking the dick. Can I say sucking the dick? Sucking a dick during circumcision is very, very old. I thought nobody does that anymore. Maybe just old kinky
Moyles.
The
Moyle.
We used here in Albuquerque didn't do anything like that. She did tell us to give.
She. Sounds like you got some liberals in Albuquerque. If you let your women learn how to read and write, who knows what they're going to do?
You're going to suck your babies off?
She did tell us to give my son a gauze pad soaked in wine, which he sucked on religiously. I think the wine is what sent him into a five-hour sleep, which is a lot for an eight-year-old baby.
Nice. Keep doing it.
Which he sucked on religiously, no pun.
This guy, he did write, ha. I am Joe Canadian writes, holy fucking shit. That fucking
Moyle.
Rabbi with the herpes did my son circumcision. Rabbi Fisher from Monty, New York. Fuck me. I just looked up the story. I ain't telling my wife.
You're not telling your wife?
I wouldn't tell my wife. I'd get the kid checked out. There's no reason to tell the wife.
You tell the wife that the kid got herpes from a hooker or something like that.
Yeah. What, you want to get blamed for it later on? You might as well tell her.
you take it to a doctor on the own when you say you're going to the post office.
And then
office.
You start panicking. You know what? That's like, girls.
That's what I need. I need your Jewish yapping.
I need to go to the post office. Right. And by the way, I need to take the baby.
Right. Every time a fucking horse riding or mountain climbing commercial comes on, I got to hear you going, let's enjoy the fucking movie.
Don't look at me. We didn't even have babies. But I think this is the equivalent of when girls take their pregnancy test and don't bring it up to the guy because they don't want to talk to him until it's for sure. That's the end.
Right. No, you're right.
The
you're
end.
Right. Trent, New Jersey, totally different topic. I saw this last night. New Jersey, the new slogan.
Moil.
is ready for the new slogan. And they say this, they're like, the news says this matter-of-factly. And New Jersey, of course, has quite the image problem. What?
Right. What? Okay. You know New Jersey and their image.
We all know that. Here's the new
Guineas.
Here's the new slogan.
I know the new one. Fucking Guineas. Forget about it.
Close. Come see for yourself.
C-U-M?
No.
damn it.
Hoping to draw more tourists to the Garden State, officials yesterday unveiled a new slogan aimed at changing perceptions of the state, often associated with traffic-choked highways, oil refineries, and odors that drivers roll
that
up their
help
windows
in
to
the
avoid.
Same in the same thing, saying how they're trying to improve their status in the world. They're talking about all the negative shit that you can go find there.
Maybe they should try unveiling a tourist attraction,
such as, "Hey, there's a bunch of Guineas here. Forget about.
Come see for yourself the police brutality.
Forget about.
Ride the 20-foot garbage dump.
Forget about."
The slogan was the top choice among 11,227 telephone and online votes cast by residents for five final entries in the statewide contest. In the end, voters decided it was better not to tell people to, quote, expect the unexpected.
Or another one, to go fuck yourself. New Jersey, go fuck yourself.
It's better than the new Brooklyn slogans we have on the way in and out from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, oi to the vey.
Right. New Jersey, love at first sight. That's just a fucking lie. the real deal.
You can't afford to live in New York City. That's another one.
Yeah.
Home away from home, but don't change your driver's license. You keep wanting New York on it.
You'll never have 212. Or here's another one. The best kept secret. No, secret's fucking out. The slogan was the result of blah, 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 blah. The right. State paid $260,000 for the guy that came with come see for yourself. That's
what?
A good job.
How many people did they poll?
11,000.
11,000? What's the math on that? Did the people who got polled get paid?
No, nobody.
People like being part
nobody
of something.
Gets paid for surveys, people. I
That's
don't understand
so ridiculous.
Why this is...
That's like $3 or $4 a person to do this poll. That's I don't have anything funny. I'm sorry. No,
it was
ridiculous.
It wasn't a poll. People were voting. It's
people
like American Idol.
The difference. Well, that's the difference.
By the way, I bet American more Idol. People voted for that than like the actual like governor election.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, because they were actually phoned.
Well, if three of us believe it, then it's a fact.
You don't know what the governor's doing on a day-to-day basis, but when you're driving your car, you know if it says, "Welcome to Guineaville." Forget about.
Bye.
That's something that affects your life. I want to bring up real quick because I forgot last time. What's Victor's thing this Saturday?
Oh, it's a... Now I panic. You never point that out to me. It's an improv stand-up thing. Somebody starts with their own stand-up. They get switched...
Sounds interesting.
Oh, improv and stand-up. Holy shit.
Did somebody not get invited, Liam?
Oh, tell me more about this show I'm not doing.
Hey, we might be going. It's Saturday night at 11 p.m. You can check it out.
Never been to any of my shows.
Here's what I heard.
Who, me? That is so wrong, Liam.
Oh, yeah?
That is so wrong. Now you need to remember back at how many shows I came to yours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like?
Mm-hmm.
And?
You guys are good arguers.
No, see... You used to do a show at that hotel on...
Oh, that's right. You did come to
Thank
that once.
Thank you, fucking asshole. Next.
Because Todd Barry was on it. He's famous. Anyway.
it's called...
Oh, so, oh you have
I
want to
say The
okay.
Pit, P PIT, 154 West 29th Street, at 11 p.m. And the reason I'm letting listeners know that live in New York, because this is fun, I understand that anybody in the audience that wants to go up and start doing stand-up, it's improv. So if you hear something that reminds you of a joke, right on stage, grab
that's
the mic.
Not true.
And start. It's absolutely true. And start telling your jokes.
Wow, this show just got better. Meanwhile, I'm doing a free show on Monday at the Lolita Bar in the Lower East Side, Broome Street and Allen Street. We've got Andy Borowitz, the guy who created The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's doing a set.
Oh, somebody didn't save money.
Is there a cover charge?
No, it's free.
No, it's free.
Oh, okay.
What's your website,
you know,
so they can look it up?
I'm sorry, Spooky's new to New York, but he's fucking catching on. I know you said it's free. Now what do I pay?
give your website.
Kidliam.blogspot.com. That's K-I-D.
Bullshit, bullshit.
What?
Bullshit. When are you going to get a real .com?
You've earned it.
When I'm not lazy.
Mm.
Let's do it right now. You're hooked up to the internet. Let's fucking do it right now.
Oh, you know what? Somebody's buying that right now. You know that? the Central Ohio city of Westerville, once known
so as... So it's a Monday at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You already said all of it. Don't act like we're interrupting
it's Monday at
you.
8 o'clock. Oh, we got... All right, go ahead. No, Centerville. No, please. That was very interesting.
No.
That was more important than what I was going to say.
No, I cut it off. Some town can drink beer now. Good for you guys.
266 Broome Street in the Lower East Side. 8 o'clock, free show.
Now that's a comedian. Pluggity, plug, plug, plug.
Speaking of blogs, blog, what? Spot?
Kid Liam.
Right.
KIDLIAM dot blogspot.com. Or you can check me at myspace.com/KidLiam.
Which one should we go to first?
MySpace.
How do you spell Liam?
If you go to MySpace, it's LIAM.
That's plenty. Next.
If you go to MySpace,
ding.
Confessions on blog leads to jail time. A 19-year-old man who confessed on his weblog to causing a crash that fatally injured his friend was sentenced Wednesday to 5 years in prison, 10 years of probation, and
what
a permanent
an
suspension of his driver's license. Blake
forever.
Blake Ranking pleaded
killed
guilty
somebody
last week to DUI manslaughter. Ranking was accused of grabbing the steering wheel from the back seat as a prank and sending the car into a concrete culvert. What's a culvert?
Those concrete ditches?
Yeah, it's a ditch.
In October 2000, blah, blah, blah.
Concrete ditch.
Another,
I'm sorry, the nerds are having a little discussion.
Oh, yeah, the extremely cool person on the other hand.
Thank you. Moving on.
Jason Coker was killed in the accident. Another passenger, Nicole, was seriously injured. I think it's sad for both families, said the circuit judge, referring to the blah, blah, blah families after the sentencing. The five-year sentence is bad enough, but to know he lost the best friend is something he'll have to live with for the rest of your life. Quit writing your secrets on these fucking blogs.
Yeah, come on the show and say it on the air.
Right.
even the kids on MySpace are now locking up their MySpace. I'm so sorry that I'm obsessing about MySpace, but I just find it interesting. So now if you go to certain sites on MySpace, they lock it up, and unless you're friends with them, you can't see what's going on. So at least you're thinking ahead of time. Although if I was a mother and I had a daughter, I would make a MySpace about some 16-year-old hot dude with a hot picture and then get right in there.
Right.
Too smart.
You would make your daughter horny?
If that's what it takes.
If a mole can do it, I can do it.
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Talking to me?
You are on...
No, forget about it. I'm talking to my grandma.
Welcome to Jersey. Go fuck yourself.
You kids are out of sight.
What's that? Lower your voice a little bit.
What's your name?
I said you kids are out of sight. I was just calling, not to talk about you guys.
Wait, stop. Shut up. Lower, you have to talk quieter and trust us that we can hear you. Talk quieter.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Now,
hello.
Let's hear what you have to say. What's your name?
All right. I'm Jasper from Detroit.
Hi, Jasper. How old are you?
Hi, Hamda. I'm 30.
That was creepy. Hi, and where are you calling from?
Detroit.
Oh, now,
here's my question.
That.
Are you from Detroit, or are you from like one of the outlying suburbs?
I'm from one of the outlying suburbs.
Ah, so you're trying to make yourself sound hard. But you
No, not even. I'm from Warren. I got a podcast. I say it every time. But no.
You ain't
so
seen a road mile south of 10.
Yeah, I am. I'm at 10, actually.
What's kicking, buddy?
Not much. Hey, how's Dave Lee Roth out there? I can't get him in over here.
How's what?
How's what?
How's Dave Lee Roth?
Oh, he's terrible. He's got awful. Hey, this is David Lee Roth.
Oh, David Lee Roth. Yeah. Oh.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to a jam-packed show. We got a lot to tell you. Oh, play that. You're live in the studio. Nobody's live in the studio. He says, oh, they're live, and he's playing music, obviously, from a CD. Obviously, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's good. Keep that playing, animal. All right. You know, parents don't take care of their kids. They don't like to take care of their kids. And that's the problem right there. That's what we're talking about. And love's crazy. We were talking about that back in 82. Ain't talking about love. That's because love's crazy.
We're talking about anything. Worry, what about your love life? Not talking about my love life. Don't like to get personal on the David Lee Roth show.
You know, like, it goes away when he's like, you know what, Howard, he said this. He's like, Howard Stern. Howard Stern's the comedian. You know, Howard Stern was a comedian. I'm different. I'm not really funny. Okay.
No one likes to have fun in the morning when they're driving to work. Ow!
You know what, if you're not funny, can you at least be interesting or tell a story?
He's terrible.
Ouch, hint taken. Don't have to hammer it home, Chemda. Kids in the chat room say more spooky, less Liam. I can take a hint.
All right, anything else, dude?
No, man, that's all. I just wanted to say hi to you guys. You guys rock.
Thanks for
calling.
Thank
you so much.
It.
Thanks.
See you, bye.
Peace. Yeah, David Lee Roth is just fucking gone.
Wait, Jasper, are you naked? Fuck, did we lose him? Shit!
People are pirating Howard Stern on regular radio stations.
Oh, wow.
Turns out Howard Stern isn't completely gone from terrestrial radio after all. Illegal pirate radio broadcasts of a serious satellite program have been heard this week for free on Bragg Radio, including 95.1 FM in Brooklyn and 101.5 FM
in
North
Jersey.
Thanks
for telling us where we can find it.
Right. In North Jersey.
It's illegal shit.
Right.
By the way, you can also buy weed on 31st and 5th at 5 o'clock.
That should be their slogan, New Jersey. We bootleg Howard.
Come for the Howard, stay for the Arby's on the interstate.
He started his show by playing... Then they say what his show is about. He started his first show by playing the old Pat O'Brien tapes. Those are old.
He was just dying to play that forever.
Yeah, those are from...
It didn't matter if it was a year from now. April. He'd still be playing.
Although, to be fair, those are pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but I think people have downloaded them from the internet by now. So,
of course.
Yeah.
You guys played them here, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Heard it here first.
Exclusive. Keith and the girl.
Back to internet stuff. Ohio High School's internet porn assignment canceled after parents complained. I saw this on the message board. A high school research assignment on internet pornography was canceled after parents in a Cleveland suburb complained. Superintendent Jeff Lampert said, although the teacher's apparent goal to discuss the harmful effects of pornography was well-intentioned, he agreed with parents the assignment was inappropriate for 14- and 15-year-old students at Brooklyn High. That's the difference between New York schools and bumfuck Egypt schools.
Boy, we're really getting conservative to be stopping that kind of thing.
The assignment asked students to research pornography on the internet.
Awesome.
I'm not telling you how to do it, but Google pornography works for me. And list 8 facts about pornography. I only got to 6. Then I needed a nap.
By the way, all those boys prematurely ended their life. Never mind. You know what? Here's the thing. Why, like, people are caught, like, researching fucking porn. They're like, oh, it's a research project. Remember when Pete Townsend was caught researching child porn for his book?
And you know what? For a book? Is that it?
Yeah, for an autobiography. Mm-hmm.
We never seen that book yet.
Yeah, he talked
about
that.
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, what's up, Keith? This is Corey. Hey. The guy was emailing you about Tony Dungy.
Oh, sportshawks.com. This guy,
we ripped him a new asshole.
We ripped him a new asshole, and he's...
He's been nice ever since.
Very nice
so
guy.
So that's going to be our new way to deal with the fans. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
So this is our new sports commentator, Corey. Corey, catch us up on the sports events, please. Corey from Sports Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. You may go.
All right. Well, tomorrow we got the Washington Redskins and the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. And then the late game will be the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos.
Who do you like in that matchup, Corey?
I'm going to take the New England Patriots because of their experience in the postseason.
Okay.
You mean the Gatriots?
No, I'm definitely taking the Patriots on that one. How about you, Keith? What do you think about that game?
How do you think? I don't give a fuck.
Okay, on that case.
How do you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
They're going to get crushed.
No. Oh, ding.
Okay. And that's our sports wrap-up. Thank you, Corey. Good day.
For more about big guys hugging each other, visit the Manhole in New York City.
Dear Keith and the girl, I'm a longtime listener. I wanted to play a lot of stories, and you play a lot of stories about the first sexual experiences of awkward, confused kids. Well, I have one, too.
Yes!
I was on a school trip in Europe with some kids from...
Wait, hold on. Let me take off my pants. Now, say that slower.
I was on a school trip to Europe with some of the kids from my history class.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I can't do it justice then.
I'm not going to do it to Liam's voice like that.
I'll do it. Dear Penthouse, I never thought this could happen to me, but I was on a school trip to Europe with some of the kids from my history class, and because of the long bus trips and all the traveling in close quarters, there's a lot of flirting going on. About halfway through the trip, when we were staying, this is boring, in the hills outside of Rome.
Where am I, please?
I was outside, on a,
outside the hill.
Well, I'm gonna read it, and then they're gonna vote on who's better.
AB porn people, start recording.
I was on a school trip to Europe. About halfway through the trip, when we were staying in the hills outside of Rome, I walked out onto the balcony to enjoy the view, and one of the younger girls saw me sitting on a bench wrapped in a blanket.
7 years old.
She asked to sit down, and instead of sitting next to me, she sat on my lap under the blanket. After a little small talk about the day we spent looking at another fucking cathedral, she nudged my hand onto her crotch.
Okay, wait a second. You're under
a
blanket.
I just said crotch. Shut up.
You've got a girl sitting on your lap under a blanket, and you're like, maybe better make some small talk. So how's the weather, naked girl sitting on my lap? Oh, it's fine. What do you think of the New England Patriots? Oh, I definitely tell you more. What else should I do? Want to play a Parcheesi? Okay. I'm sorry, keep reading, I'm sorry.
She nudged my hand onto her crotch. Thinking it was a mistake, I pulled away, but she just grabbed it and pulled it back, this time lightly rubbing her pussy with my hand. I took the hint and kept rubbing her while she sat there.
That was a hint. You know what, I was growing up, I was slow when it came to figuring out sex. But I think that's more than a hint.
Once she slipped my second finger inside of her, I figured maybe she was trying to tell me something.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to put myself out there. You only live once.
So she had her lips around my cock, and I was like, I think this girl is definitely sending me a message.
I'm going to sit still.
Time to make some serious small talk.
It was time to bring her my A game.
So that's when I showed her my Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
All right. Anyway, this went on for about 3 minutes before people noticed the great view from the balcony and decided to come out and join us. Since I was never given any hint to stop, I just kept going. In 2 more minutes...
This kid loves hints. Was he playing Clue?
He could have solved the murder by now.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. I lost my place.
You're such a slow reader, Hamda.
I lost my fucking place. Don't make me whine while I'm trying to be sexy. Where am I? God damn it. Oh, here we go. No, right. Here we go.
Right, she just found her place.
All right. This one.
You know what this is like? This is like you're jerking off to porn. You're about to finish, and the dude's face comes on screen. You're like,
wait,
no!
Wait, Keith. This guy says this is the best part.
Wait.
The
on,
best part was when our history teacher came
no,
out.
Can you
and
say
sat
it
on
slower,
the,
Leah? My pants are down.
And sat on the bench next to us. He asked her if she enjoyed the cathedral from earlier. Her response was a half moan, half yes, and I could barely keep myself from laughing. Then he began to lecture about how the Romans did some shit a long time ago. Apparently, that made a huge impression.
All right. Then he began to lecture us about how Romans did some shit a long time ago. She came while he was explaining how we could see the Vatican the next day.
Who
and
hasn't?
The Pope would probably be there.
I just came while he was explaining how his teacher explained that.
She arched her back and let out a moan, which he took as a genuine gesture of interest and excitement. He actually said, I'm glad to see someone your age is so excited about history. The girl then excused herself and went back to her room. While the story's too funny to jerk bank, it's good enough for me to do to know that she came, being lectured on Roman history, and the teacher had no clue. Thanks for ruining that sex for me, Liam.
You know how many girls have said that to me?
Keith, thanks for ruining that sex for me. My first time was... I was in high school, and it was like a period. There's like 6 month period where I'd lost a lot. She was like this older woman. Is this older woman?
How old?
She was, I don't know, like
23,
mid 20s.
You're right, not bad.
How old were you?
I was like 16 years old.
Tell me more.
I'm sorry. How old was the girl?
She was like in her mid 20s.
Okay.
She was like a waitress in the West Village, and so we did it, and of course it was horrible. And then right afterwards, she started giving me notes. Like on,
are you kidding?
On how I did it wrong, like what women like women don't like this and that.
Well, normally I'd be insulted, but I mean, he was like 16, you know?
Yeah, but after your first time, you just need to go, the girl just needs to go, that's nice.
How many notes can you get at your first time?
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, I'm here too. Next time, remember that.
Well, to be fair, I did tell her I did it for a living, so...
Oh, no, it was the fucking saddest thing. Done in fucking two strokes, literally, I'm sure. Three max. And
like our first date?
And our first date was short, but this was literally two fucking
strokes.
Well,
your first date was at a golf course, so 2-3 strokes was a...
Thank you, right. I was at the third
one. Hey-o!
And I wish Jessica, if you're out there, Jessica Hutzel.
I'll write her a letter, baby. I'll tell her all about
I
your skills
I want to fuck
now.
Her to... So, no, I can do things now. And that shouldn't be cheating if the only reason you're doing it is to prove a point.
David Tell has a great joke about that, where he's like, don't you want to fuck the first person?
Hey, that was originally from Eddie Murphy. Had it was either in Raw or Delirious, or whatever it was. Delirious? Yeah. One of those had that joke in there.
Well, David Tell is just funny because he's like, look who's not crying. Look who's not crying like a big boy.
Oh, I remember.
Of course, it's funny when David Tell does it.
Because he's drunk.
Maybe Eddie Murphy spelled it out like we're dumb.
Because we are.
Keith and Renda, I have a relationship question for you. You guys can take this too. I am 22 years old. I live in Omaha, NE, Nebraska.
By the way, Super Mike on the chat thing is fucking pissing me off. Just a little shout out. Oh. Thank you.
Why? What happened?
Super Mike? Woo-hoo.
What's he doing?
I don't know. That's all I need to say.
You
want
us to go kick his ass, baby?
Oh, no. I can handle it.
And I am trying to get back into the dating scene. I never really dated
He's
in high school.
He's 22 and trying to get back to the dating scene?
He had a tough month.
Jesus.
I never really dated in high school or college because I am a computer geek and pretty introverted. I moved up to Pierre and away from my family to do some school shit. Now I'm back in Omaha. After 2 months ago, I broke up with my girlfriend of 3 years.
Because did you tell her this story?
So his slump was a 2-month slump.
That's rough.
Are you kidding?
I recently have done some computer work for a guy who runs a local glasses shop in town where I get my glasses/contacts. This guy who runs the shop had his computer all taken apart. I can already tell that part's not important. The girl who runs...
editing, people.
The girl who runs the front, I smoked with a couple of times, and when I went back to get my contacts, I asked her out on a date. We went out for lunch one day, and I got her number, and she says, call me next week, and we'll set something up for the weekend. All right, so here's what I want to know. Why am I so fucking boring when I write letters? When you're calling somebody back in a situation like this, when is it time to forget about it? I called 3 times on 3 consecutive days this week at various times and left a message
once. Keep calling.
Thanks for the help, Aaron.
Girls, she's playing hard to get. Start showing up at her work, at her home.
Play music outside her window.
You show you're persistent, that means you'll be persistent about getting a job, persistent about paying your bills, persistent about taking her out.
Absolutely.
Aww.
Stop calling.
She's not good enough for you.
Especially with the cell phone technology today, the house phone technology.
She got your messages.
She knows you called 3 times.
You know what she actually is? A lunch whore. You took her out. That's the end of it.
You know what? Like, honestly, like, my rule is 1 time, no call back. That's it. Like,
of course.
No, that's fair.
You know, like...
One time, one email. I mean, seriously.
Like, seriously, if you call someone and they don't call you back, like, especially if you've gone out with them, like, they're just not interested.
Right, because when you go out with somebody on the first date and you're excited, you can't wait until they call, or you just call them and don't wait. I don't like waiting.
I don't wait. That 3-day rule,
that's
right?
That's so stupid.
Oh, screw that.
Right.
Not that I haven't been in a relationship for like 10 years now.
Oh, that's right.
I have no say, but screw that.
But I'll call her when I want.
No, but the day after Keith and I hung out, and we talked for like hours that day, I called you the next day. I as a girl, I kind of want to save face, and I'm like, no, I will not call him. But I was like, fuck it. I had a lot of fun, and I just want to say, thanks for the 2 seconds.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Three soaks done.
Did you guys? Do you guys do it on the first date?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? It's not even the 90s anymore. What is it now? The
it was the
what
next day, though.
That's
in
even
my
better
defense.
When she says that, yeah. Yeah. If you didn't get out of bed.
We hung out for like 24 hours at that time.
I really knew him. So well, I had to Google his name.
He read me a letter from his dad the first night. He's like, here's what a douchebag my dad is. We got right into it.
Of course, magic's gonna follow.
That's like Lady and the Tramp.
It's almost cliche.
By the way, Super Mike apologized to me. I'll think about it for a while.
What did Super Mike say?
We're not gonna know. It's a private thing, I guess. This was on the forums when we were talking about the dinner horse, and it's these girls that.
I'm sorry. Super Mike was just dinging whatever. He's like ding, 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 just like in the beginning of sentences. Ding.
What does that mean?
Ding means you got to go to the next topic.
Oh, what a douche!
Yeah,
I have the bell, not you, asshole.
Yeah, thank you.
Ding.
And then Billy Bob was like, "Shout me out! Shout me out! I fucked a cat."
Here's the thing about fucking a cat. You have to unhinge its back legs, like, to get in the position.
No matter what you bring up, with four people in the room, somebody's gonna have a story.
I think it's like, you know, like, how do I know that you're really into fucking cats? What if you're just into unhinging their legs? What if you're some kind of pervert?
But the dinner whores, they just, you know, they're whores, but instead of you paying them, you take them out to dinner, and they tease you, and they
yeah,
don't
but
fuck
you pay for that dinner, like $1,000 a dinner, because they love caviar.
I don't get why that was news yesterday. What's
because nobody died in Iraq?
It's always been going on. It's
right,
never going to change.
True.
I don't know how it's news. So in that news article, it said, quote, my friend had a saying, when you're dating somebody, for the guy, half your age plus 7. So mm-hmm. if you're 60, you can date somebody that's 37. And on the forums, they go, that's Islamic law.
For real, though?
Yeah, yeah. My friend has a saying. I hate when people repeat stuff and don't know where it's from. Yeah, my friend had a saying, thou shalt not kill. I have a friend that made a good point once. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And you know what? That's kind of true. kind of going back to David Lee Roth. Call it the return of Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Howard Stern's former raider was spotted lunching at Beacon the other day with Tom Chiasano, station manager for Free FM, the new name for K-Rock, where Stern ruled the airwaves until last month. Quote, they were huddled close and Jackie seemed to be pitching show ideas to Tom, said a witness. So they're saying Jackie Martling might have a radio show on Free FM.
That
they're
might be
saying,
better. No?
They're saying a week went by and they have a bad fucking lineup.
Yeah, and how do you pick such bad people? There's so many talented people out there.
You know what? We said we're going to have something we want you forum members to bombard.
Oh, yeah.
Free FM. We're going to put the contact information on the forums and Maxim Magazine, tell them to do an article about us.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that idea.
By the way, that Booker show might be the worst show on radio.
The Booker Show?
The Booker
That's
Show.
That's not even the worst.
It is
That
the
is
worst.
Not even
not
the worst.
Not to take anything away from it being the worst, that is not even the
That's
worst.
Oh, I'm
not even
sorry.
The worst.
I'm forgetting Radio Chick. But it is one of the worst shows. That station might have the worst lineup on
The
talk
only
radio.
Good one on there is Penn.
Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller.
He's only on for an hour.
He does an hour with
one
commercials.
Hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's interesting.
He's interesting. He knows how to speak, and he has stories to tell.
And you knew it. Like, you didn't even know what he was talking about because I caught it midway through. But you hear three or four sentences, and you're
exactly.
like, that's talking.
Are they like groupie stories?
No, they're just they're genuine
stories in Las Vegas.
Like they're genuine stories right. about just whatever.
Dude, not everything's about sex on radio.
No,
like
this is uncensored.
I need to feed my intellect.
My pants are still down.
Stern's replacement.
By the way, girls, still a cute butt. Continuing.
Stern's replacement, David Lee Roth, quickly learned how much fun it is to tease his boss, saying last week that Chiasano, quote, looks at me with the same uncomprehending stare that a parakeet has when the telephone rings.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's
what
like
an
the
odd
only.
Analogy.
That's what they're like. Here's something David Lee Roth said. That's the only thing.
That's what you picked.
That's what I. What the fuck?
So he was clearly not writing the songs in Van Halen.
Except for that part. One break coming up. That was him. That was all him.
Teacher.
right. He wrote that. Courtney Love is clean now.
Uh-huh.
She's clean again. The fading rocker has won back full custody of her daughter.
But by the time the newspaper came out, she wasn't clean anymore.
After losing it last year when she fell off the wagon.
You know, they're only reporting this so that they have something to say tomorrow in the newspaper. Guess what? She's not. Oh, my God. We needed to fill this space.
Love is said to be broke after wasting money through a drug and booze-filled haze for several years, but is expecting a $100 million influx soon after she sells the Nirvana catalog.
Oh, man.
So she's clean now because she's broke, and then when she has money again, what's going to happen?
Good point.
Somebody wrote, she's clean because she took a shower. That's all they meant.
And I want to bring this up because we were following it a little bit. That it's not just talk. Eminem is going to get back with his girl.
Thank God.
Rapper Eminem and his ex-wife picked up a marriage license yesterday.
You know what? If they can make it, we can make it. Baby, it's time.
Hemda, not to say you're not serious, but have you even slit your wrists yet? That is devotion.
Rapper Eminem and his ex-wife picked up a marriage license yesterday ahead of a second wedding that would be the latest twist in their turbulent relationship. Eminem, whose real name is something gay, Marshall Mathers III, and Kimberly Mathers applied Monday for a marriage license in blah, blah, blah county.
She's fucking hot, by the way, and she was with him before he was famous.
Yeah, she was pretty, definitely, except for that weird mouth liner that she puts. By the way, baby, I keep pointing to the screen because you're missing phone calls, I think.
Oh, thanks for calling, guys. Sorry.
She did this thing where, like, the outline of her lipstick was, like, a whole
she
different color
does.
Of
she
her lips.
She still does.
She's, oh, there it is.
They're
yeah.
trash. They're
that
trash.
Is
but she's
weird.
Gorgeous. And I bet without any makeup, she'd be even more beautiful.
They're both trash. You don't make good fucking songs about chainsawing your wife, putting her in a trunk, dumping her in a river with sound effects, and not be a little bit trash.
She looks like a
she
cartoon
character.
She looks
like a
character.
Model, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, with the lips, she looks like a cartoon
I think
character.
Someone's calling.
That's Jersey, you know? That's what they're doing in Jersey, lining their lips wrong. Jersey, line your lips wrong.
Then they have nothing to say. The marriage license, which costs $20, is valid in 30 states. Keith, since you requested marketing suggestions last year, I've been trying to think of an appropriate method to promote Keith and the girl. Because you contributed over 200 plus episodes. So this guy's going on a trip, going across America, wants to make a...
He wants us to give him a stencil of the Keith and the Girl thing.
He wants the template. And he can't be the only one willing to do this. So we're gonna put that template on the Keith and the Girl forums under the promote section. And anybody into doing
and
that?
And what do they do with the stencil?
They only do appropriate things that are not illegal, such as spray painting on their binder, perhaps.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing like putting it on the street everywhere you go.
That's
so
what
that
I was
people
thinking.
Can see it.
No, I was thinking like schools, if you can do it on your school auditorium. That's what I was thinking. It would be cool. No?
Not auditorium.
Do it on a
your
cop.
Binder.
I thought you could do it on a cop's back and take a picture.
We used to have that. Like, if you were really cool, then your binder was all graffitied up from the badass kids in school.
Oh.
I wasn't cool.
I used to have girls put lipstick on and kiss my book cover and then autograph it.
By the way, that's cute.
If you were not cool, you put song lyrics on your binder.
I think I did that too.
Damn it. Jekyll and Hyde.
I think I drew Star Wars characters, their faces. Darth Vader and
Ding.
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
So it's kind of weird.
Really?
That
you didn't have sex until after high
that
school?
I didn't figure out. I wonder why I didn't figure out masturbating until I was 18. All right, we're going to bust out of here. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Liam.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Kidliam.blogspot.com.
Or myspace.com/kidliam.
And Spooky.
At Spooky. Yep.
Spooky. Spooky, spooky.
All right, we'll catch you guys on Monday. Thanks a lot.
I cannot get there. Come on, Dave, give me a break.